Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Let's read our scripture text tonight. 2 Kings chapter 4. Thank you for standing. Give honor unto these brothers, Brother Wayne and Brother Richard, for preaching. And you as a church for just carrying on while we was gone. And I was so glad to be back home and be here. 2 Kings chapter 4. We're going to read 1 through verse 7. Now there cried a certain woman, the wives of the sons of prophet, unto Elisha, saying, A servant, my husband, is dead. Thou knowest that thy servant did fear the Lord. And the creditor is come to take unto him my two sons to be bondmen. Elisha said unto her, What shall I do for thee? Tell me, what hast thou in the house? She said, Thine handmaid hath not anything in the house, save a pot of oil. Then he said, Go, borrow the vessels of all thy neighbors, even empty vessels, borrow not a few. And when thou art come in, thou shalt shut the door upon thee and upon thy sons, and thou shalt pour out unto all those vessels, and thou shalt set aside that which is full. So she went from him and shut the door upon her and upon her sons who brought the vessels to her, and she poured out. And it came to pass when the vessels were full, hallelujah, that she said unto her son, Bring me yet a vessel. Then he said unto her, There is not a vessel more. And the oil stayed. Then she came and told the man of God, and he said, Go, sell the oil, and pay thy debt, and live thou and thy children of the rest. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for your word. Hallelujah. I want to preach tonight on sell the oil. Praise God. Sell the oil, the prophet said. Amen. What am I going to do? They're going to take my two sons to be bondmen. He's going to take them as payment for the debt that I owe. What am I going to do? He said, How can I help you? What have you got? What do we have to work with here? Let me ask you something tonight. If God needs something to work with, do you have anything to work with? Hallelujah. God doesn't need much, but He needs something to work with. Amen. He said, If you got faith as a grain of mustard seed, praise God. I don't have nothing but one pot of oil. I'm telling you, if we got anything to give to God, He can take that and make what we need and meet the need with it. They wrote a song and said, Little is much when God is in it. Labor not for wealth or fame. There's a crown and you can win it if you'll go in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. Do we have something that God can work with tonight? Say, My life is just... What is my life? I don't have much talent. Do you have anything He can work with? I don't have hardly nothing left. Do you have anything that God can work with? I'm down, I'm low, I'm empty, I'm out. Do you have anything that we can... What have you got in the house? See, I'm preaching tonight on sell the oil. Praise God. What have you got in the house? I don't have anything in the house save a pot of oil. He said, Go borrow vessels. And he said, Don't borrow a few. I'm telling you, when it's time to prepare for the blessing, prepare for God's blessing. Amen. Prepare for what God can do. Amen. Borrow not a few. This wasn't like King Joash. Amen. Who smote the ground three times and stopped. When Elisha was old, the king came to him and to see him, and he said, open the window. And Elisha couldn't see hardly. And they said, he said, put your hands on the bow. They had the bow. You know, that king carried that bow in a quiver
of arrows. And he said, open that window. And he said, shoot. And when Joash shot that arrow, the prophet put his hands around on it. He said, the arrow of the Lord's deliverance. Hallelujah! Prepare for the blessing, Joash. God's going to give you deliverance. Do you believe God's going to give you deliverance? Do you believe God's going to heal you? Do you believe God's going to save your family? Do you believe God's going to answer your prayer? Do you believe that God's going to do it? Borrow some vessels, but don't borrow a few. Get as many as you can. Because when God starts blessing, amen, hallelujah, when God starts saving, and when God starts delivering, and God starts it, amen, the whole world's going to be surprised and amazed at what God can do. The Bible said, he said, smite the ground. And I know a lot of commentators believe that he was saying, shoot the ground. I know when we kind of get the idea that he would took those arrows and smote the ground three times, but you're not going to take arrows and hit the ground. You're going to shoot the ground. He said, shoot the ground, smite the ground. And the Bible said that he shot the ground, or he smote the ground three times. He went, three arrows. And the Bible said that Elisha was wrong. And said, you should have smoked five or six times. Amen. Now you're only going to have three victories when you could have had more. I don't want to just have three victories when I could have more. Do you? Amen. I don't want to just go halfway. I want God to take me all the way. And he told this woman, he said, when you go borrow vessels, borrow not a few. Get a bunch of them and bring them in here. Amen. I'm preaching tonight on sale the oil. We've got to prepare for the blessing. Amen. The Bible said in Hosea 10 and 12, we know the scripture, break up your fallow ground. Amen. For it is time to seek the Lord till he come and rain righteousness upon you. Amen. Get the tiller out and break up that hard ground. Fallow means hard ground. Amen. Sometimes in our life, there's some hard ground. There's some roots. There's some rocks. We got to break it up. We got to till it up. We got to get ready, because God's going to send the rain, and we need to have the seed planted in the good ground, in the good soil. Hallelujah. And God knows how to send the blessing. Amen. And God knows how to bless. In the chapter before that, when Jehoram, amen, king out of Samaria and Israel, and then Jehoshaphat, which was king of Judah, which was, amen, a godly man. He kept hanging around bad people, amen, but he was a godly man. And they came down there fighting with the kings of Moab in the chapter just prior to our text. And they came down there, and there wasn't no water for their horses. It was all dry. There was no water. And so they came down there, and all this was just dry. And so the king of Israel said, amen, that said that the God has called all these kings together to kill us. And Jehoshaphat said, is there not a prophet of the Lord around here? Amen. Is there not somebody that can hear from God? Thank God for somebody that is in tune with God. If the world is looking for a word from God, can they find it with us? Amen. And the Bible said that Jehoshaphat said, is there nobody? And somebody said, there's Elisha. He poured water on the hands of Elijah. Amen. Jehoshaphat said, the word of the Lord's with him. Bring him. And they came down there, and Elisha said, hey man, if it wasn't for Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, I wouldn't even talk to y'all. Said, but I know that God, you know, that the king of Judah, I'll go ahead. So they played, you know, some music, and the Bible said the hand of the Lord came upon Elisha. Hallelujah. Thank God that God can come upon us. Amen. And the Bible said that Elisha said, fill this valley full of ditches. Ditches? What for? He said, because you won't hear one thunder. There won't be one cloud. But I'm going to fill this valley full of water. Hallelujah. I'm talking about preparing for the blessing. Amen. Preaching tonight on sale the oil. Amen. He said, yet that valley shall be filled with water, and ye may drink, both ye and your cattle and your beast. And this is a lot thing in the sight of the Lord. He will deliver. Hallelujah. The Moabites also into your hand, and ye shall smite every fit city and every choice city, and shall fell every good tree and stop all wells of water and mar every good piece of land with stones. And it came to pass in the morning, amen, if we can make it through the night, when the morning comes, there's no telling what God will do if we prepared for the blessing. For the Bible said, weeping may endure for the night, but joy, can somebody say joy? Amen. Could anybody use some joy? Amen. Joy cometh in the morning. It came to pass in the morning when the meat offering was offered, that behold, there came water by the way of Edom, and the country was filled with water. Hallelujah. Prepare for the blessing. Sometimes we've got to do something. Sometimes there's action that we have to take. Amen. Sometimes we've got to get busy. Go borrow vessels. Oh, she had this pot of oil in her house. Amen. She had just this pot of oil there. Amen. Just one pot of oil. Amen. But he said, go borrow vessels. She had to go find other vessels. Amen. Her neighbors. Amen. Could we borrow some empty vessels from you? Amen. I'm talking about preparing for the blessing. He said, don't borrow a few. Get as many as you can. We need empty vessels. Amen. Does anybody know any empty vessel? Amen. Does your neighbor, amen, your friends, your family, does anybody have an empty vessel tonight? Amen. Hallelujah. Go borrow them. Amen. All those boys, those two boys went and borrowed those vessels. This is a very familiar story. We know the story tonight. They've sang songs about it, wrote songs about it. Amen. Bring your empty earthen vessels. Amen. Cling to Jesus, precious. Amen. I don't know the words, but said, come you needy one and all. And in human consecration, kneel before the throne of God till the Holy Ghost shall fall. He will fill your heart today to overflowing. Amen. As the Lord commanded you, bring your vessels, not a few. He'll fill your heart today to overflowing. Amen. With the Holy Ghost and fire. Amen. Or power. I'm not sure which one it is in the song there, but you know, sell the oil is what I'm preaching on tonight. She had to prepare for the blessing. She had to get out of the house. I mean, can you imagine every time the door, somebody knocked on the door, she hid the boys. She thought it was the creditor. Every time she heard hoof prints outside, hide them under the couch. You know, you've been there before. I've been there before. When I got a text message and I didn't want to look at it, I was afraid what it'd say. Y'all might think I'm crazy, but that's the truth. I know it was the devil. I'd get a call. I didn't want to look at it. I didn't know who it was. Amen. Thought it was more bad news or something else. You know what I'm saying. Amen. I'm telling you, hallelujah. She had to get out of the house. She had to come out the door. She had to go out in the open. Amen. She had to get out there and start knocking on doors. Hey, amen. Do y'all have some vessels that I can borrow? Do y'all have something that I can use? Amen. Do you have something? Her boys had to go with her. Amen. You and your boys go and borrow these vessels. Amen. There's a job for us to do, church. God wants to send revival, but amen, when he sends it, it's because we borrowed vessels. Amen. Let's just sit right here in the pew. Let's just all, you know, get our songbook and let's just sit right here and let's just sing precious memories. Amen. How they linger. Amen. You know, and then let's turn over and sing the, you know, no, go borrow some vessels. Amen. Can I have it get an amen tonight? Amen. Come on, boys, y'all help me. You want to help me? You want to help Brother Sam? Come on. You want to help me? You boys looking like y'all want to help me? Come on, let's go borrow some vessels tonight. come on, CJ, let's go. I don't know. Does anybody got any vessels over here? Y'all got it. You know they probably come to some house. I said, what, you know, we don't have any. Amen. But they went and got more. I'm telling you, they got enough that it met the need. They borrowed enough that it met the need.
Y'all ain't got nothing like vessels, do you?
What?
Okay, here's some vessels. Look at these. Get them, boys. Go stack them up there. Let's get stuff. Stack it right here. Put it right there. Amen. Y'all know this story. We'll get these kids involved tonight. Get some vessels. You got some? Come on, get some. No, that's the oil. We got to use that one. Don't get it. Borrow some. Just go find some from some. Y'all give them something. That's the oil. We need that one. Y'all get some, Sister Bobby. Thank you. Ooh, look at there. We got some. Hey, y'all put them up there. Come on. Let's see what we can get. I mean, these children here, I'm glad they're here on church on Sunday, on Wednesday night. Ain't you glad these kids are here? Amen. Let's get them busy. They don't have to fall asleep tonight. Come on, let's put them up here. Come on, get some more. Anything. Borrow from people. Borrow stuff. Give us some candy, Sister Honey. We need some. Look at here. Y'all ain't going to get this stuff back. I'm telling you. Look at these vessels. Get some vessels. Hallelujah. Hey, go knock on that door right over there. I think we can get some right over there. Man, I got some more help here. Look at this. Look, knock on that door and ask them for some vessels. Y'all got some vessels in there? Woo, looky here. We got it, man. We hit the jackpot. And look at all this help. I mean, even the neighbor kids was helping. Come on, we take big, small, little ones. Every one of the vessels, put them out there. I mean, we got the whole neighborhood helping us now. We're walking. Look, y'all go back there and find some. What you got? Oh, let me have that. I'm going to put that right here. Hallelujah. That's a pot of gold. Come on, put it up there. Look at all these vessels. There's more back here. Thank y'all, kids. Y'all are helping us tonight. Amen. Prepare for the blessing. Let me ask you something. If you was preparing for revival, would that what it would look like, or would you just have one little vessel? Come on, get them out there. And you know what she did? Look, we got all this stuff. You know what? All she had was one pot of oil. Y'all keep on, spread them out there. And so she starts filling it up. This is all she had. She fills that one up, and she set it aside. Y'all keep getting them. And set, now these are the full ones. And I'm going to, y'all, come on, put them over. Come on, I'm going to fill. Thank you, buddy. Look at all these vessels just filling them up. I mean, borrow not a few. Yeah, thank you, buddy. Hallelujah. Filled them all up. Filled them all up. Filled every one of them up. Filled them all up. Just kept on filling them up. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, there's no telling you what God's going to do in your life when you start pouring out. There's no telling what God's going to do in your family. Amen. When you start pouring out. Thank you, boys. I mean, these boys are excited, and they was fixing to be slaves. Come on now, they're fixing to be slaves. Now they're excited. I mean, we just got all this stuff out here. Ain't this crazy, all this stuff? I mean, look at all this. We sell this at the God sale. We'd make a fortune with all this stuff we carry in here and probably don't need half of it. Amen, but they filled it all up. We got them full. Bring me another vessel. Woo, thank you, buddy. We don't have them. We've borrowed from everybody. We have exhausted our limits. Thank you, boys. I'll never finish preaching. Thank you. We've borrowed from everybody. We owe everybody now, Mama. Come on now. Did you ever think that she was in debt and she was getting more in debt to get out of it? She borrowed everything. Hey, yeah, y'all put that stuff up. That's what you got here, girls. Are y'all getting y'all's candy and stuff back, right? And the Bible says that she poured out. Hallelujah. Thank these children, man. Thank you, boys and girls, for helping me tonight. And most of all, thank you for being in church. Thank you, moms and dads, for bringing them to church. Hallelujah, because that's where they need to be, in the house of God. Hallelujah. Thank God. I'm preaching tonight on Sell the Oil.
What do we do now? We filled it all up. What do we do now? We're filled up.
Sell the oil. Hallelujah. Praise God. Sell the oil. Thank you, Jesus. And that's what I'm preaching on tonight, is sell the oil. You know what God wants us to do, moms and dads? He wants us to sell the oil. You know what God wants us to do? Sell the oil. Woo! I can just imagine that man who she owed the money to. Said, got a taste of that oil? Man, where'd you get this oil? There was some old lady down there on the marketplace selling oil. This is the best oil I've ever tasted. Go buy some more. Woo! Hallelujah. I'm telling you, when God makes something, it ain't junk.
Hallelujah. When he turned the water into wine, Brother Wayne, amen, they said, my, we never tasted anything like this. Hallelujah. And I can just see, amen, everybody that got that oil, they wanted some more. Amen. And she sold the oil, and it was enough for what God, amen, and intended it to be, and it paid the debt off, and she lived on the rest. Woo! I'm preaching tonight on sell the oil. God is able. If we're willing to reach out and do what we can. Say, I can't do much. I can't do nothing. All I have is this little bitty pot of oil. All I have is this little ability. I can't preach. I can't sing. I can't teach a Sunday school class. I can't do what I would like to do. But if you're willing to give what you have, amen, and make it useful where God wants it to be, and pour out of yourself and everything you've got, you know what she had to be willing to do? To give up what all she had. And when she poured it out, God made some more in there, man. And poured out some more, and God made some more in there. Hallelujah. And God poured some more, and God made some more. Amen. And your little effort that the devil said won't never amount to anything. Your little part in the church that the devil said there's no use in trying. Amen. Your little effort, it don't even matter if you're there, the devil says. He's a lying devil. And he knows that God's going to send revival through our little effort. Hallelujah. Sell the oil I'm preaching tonight. And y'all saw all those vessels up here. Amen, full of oil. Amen, my little pot of oil. The value of this oil compared to the value of all of that oil. And it all came from here. Now I'm almost done preaching, but I hope you understand. Jody, if it's just driving that bus, that pot of oil. But you got to borrow vessels. And you got to pour it out. If it's just teaching that Sunday school class. If it's just coming to church. If it's just cleaning the church. If it's just inviting your family. If it's just making that call. If it's just that little prayer by your bed for your children. But you're pouring it out. And you're pouring it out. If it's that daily fast. That fast during the day. And you fast. Well, does it even matter? Why, sure it matters. That's that pot of oil that God's going to multiply and bless you with. God will take what you can get, what you have, and turn it into something mighty and wonderful. She sold oil to everybody in that countryside. Hallelujah. And it all came from right here. No, it didn't come from right here. It came when the holy power of God got into her little bit and multiplied it and made it the best it could ever be. I imagine there's knocking on her door for months. You got any more of that oil? We'll pay top dollar for it. That's the best we ever had. She never mashed one olive. She never boiled one olive. Amen. She never did. All she did was did what God told her to do. Hallelujah. I'm talking about selling the oil. Now I want to tell y'all something. Amen. God is able. I felt like the Lord dealt with me a long time ago. Amen. That if we doubted God, it would be a shame for what we've seen God do. And if we doubted God, it would be a disgrace. Amen. Yet the devil will try to get us to doubt. You know, back in November, I went to Mexico. And Brother Curtis went down there the first part of end of October, first part of November. And then I turned right around and we went to the border. You know, I was gone like a week or more. And then I turned right around and went back to the border. You know, at the end of, right after Thanksgiving, you know, for the toy drive, a lot of y'all went with us. And I missed some work, missed several days of work. And about the middle of December, somewhere around there, I was talking to Sister Bethany. I said, you know, it's just, you know, it's a little tight, you know, for Christmas this year because, you know, I missed so many days of work on these missions trips. I mean, it wasn't like they was coming to kick us out of the house or nothing like that. I shouldn't even be complaining, but I was just, you know. And it wasn't like the kids wasn't going to have no
Christmas, they've got everything they need. But I've got to tell you this tonight. This may be for one person, but I got to tell you what happened. And Sister Bethany told me, she said, Sam, she said, you was working for God when you was on those missions trips. And she said, whatever days you missed, said, add it up how much you would have made while you was working and pray about it. You was working for God. And so I was gone, Brother Wayne, about 2 weeks, but I only miss so many days of work because I don't work every day. You know, I only work a few days a week. So I figured up how much I missed on, you know, working. And however many days it was, and I figured up how much I would make on the best, you know, if I was working the best, if I made the most I could make on them amount of days. And however many days I missed on that time, I took it to the Lord and I said, Lord, if I had the best days working, the best I could have working on this many days, this is what I would make on that trip. And so I prayed about it. It was getting close to Christmas. And all of a sudden, y'all took up a card. And people gave us cards. And it wasn't one person. It was actually between 11 people in this church. It was $35 more than what I would have made working those days. So it was 135, it was 2,135. Between 11 people. I'm talking about selling the oil. Hallelujah. I had went on missions trips and I'd missed work. We wasn't going hungry. I mean, you know, it was just a little tight, you know. Hallelujah. And I have to say, amen, that these kids probably had the best Christmas they've ever had in any time. Before, I'm talking about going to Virginia or anything. I'm preaching tonight on selling the oil. I don't know what it is tonight, but something, you know, kind of just squelching this right here. The devil trying to hinder this. Amen. Maybe I didn't tell that story just right. But I'm telling you, God is able to meet the need. Hallelujah. I'm talking about selling the oil. Amen. Those days that I missed work, I figured up that if I made the best, and I wouldn't have made that working every day, Brother Wayne. I wouldn't have made it. Plus, I would have had gas and wear and tear and all of that. But on my paycheck, I figured if I made the best I could make, it would have been $2,100. And between people in this church, on Christmas, I added it up. It was $2,135. I guess the Lord wanted me to have $35 extra or something. Hallelujah. Woo! I'm talking about selling the oil. You got a need tonight? You got a burden tonight? Amen. You got something that you need from the Lord? Amen. I'm preaching tonight on sell the oil. Amen. There is no doubt that there's needs here tonight. I don't have to be a prophet to look around at faces and know, amen, people are hurting or in distress or burdened and different things are going on. Amen. Hallelujah. God is able. Amen. God is able. Let's gather in these altars tonight for a time of prayer.